It's the radio segment that's still in love with a stripper, Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Bluefield, Virginia. Last month, a 38-year-old guy named Larry Price just disappeared. His wife reported him missing, and there was a massive manhunt for him. Huh. Eventually, somebody spotted him looking disheveled, standing by the side of the road about 20 miles away.
Weird.
He told the FBI he was kidnapped by two guys and taken to the motorcycle shop he owns, where they robbed him.
Scary.
Yeah, right?
But security footage from his shop didn't show any of that, so Larry changed his story. He then said what really happened was he was kidnapped by a motorcycle gang because he owed them money.
Okay. Is that one true?
Well, you can't mess with those guys.
Turns out that one wasn't true either.
Oh, right, Larry.
Larry just tried to fake a kidnapping so he could run off with his mistress.
Oh, come on, Larry.
But apparently he got cold feet and didn't know how to follow through with the plan. So now you go all the way through faking being kidnapped to run off with your mistress, and you're like, I don't know if I can do it. So now he's facing a charge of lying to federal authorities, and he's in a little bit of trouble with his wife.
I would imagine.
I love how people like go to those extremes but can't just have a conversation like, hey, this isn't working for me. I feel like I need to try something else.
It's a lot easier to fake your own kidnapping and lie to the police.
No, it's not.
This next laser story is out of Brooklyn, New York. A 33-year-old guy was at a barbershop the other afternoon, and he told his barber that he didn't like his haircut. Uh-oh. And he even threatened not to pay for it. Ooh. And the barber responded by throwing him through the front window of the shop.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
Dang!
Yeah.
Miraculously, the guy who was thrown through the window wasn't seriously injured, but the barber ran off and police were called.
Yeah, see, what you just handle it like women do, and you go sit in your car and you cry by yourself about how much you hate your hair.
The other people at the shop said they didn't know how to reach him. It was his first day on the job, so cops are trying to track him down. As for the guy who got thrown through the window, he said, quote, when I told the barber I wasn't happy with the cut, I never expected to be thrown through a window.
He's laying there like, huh.
Most obvious comment ever.
Yeah.
That was the last thing on my mind.
Wow, where's the comment card?
This next laser story is out of Moses Lake, Washington. Last week, the cops pulled over a 27-year-old guy named Giovanni Powell for driving with a suspended license. Mm. A 19-year-old woman named Kayla was also in the car, and since she wasn't breaking any laws, the cops let her go. But then they searched the car, and they found her purse, which had her ID, a gun, and some heroin.
Oh.
Sucks to be you, man.
Yeah, just put that in there, pop that in there with your lip gloss.
A convicted felon, so she can't own a gun, probably also not supposed to own heroin. Meanwhile, when she got home, Kayla hopped on the police department's Facebook page and bragged about how she got away from them.
Don't!
Come on, be so
Kayla.
Dumb.
So, of course,
stop being so 19.
They just went to the address that was on her ID and found her an hour later.
Oh.
Now, Kayla is facing charges for unlawful possession of a firearm and possession of heroin, and she's not being charged with being an idiot, though.
I know. Don't you wish that dumb Facebook posting could be illegal?
It should be. This next laser story is out of the land of birthdays. Criminologists have long known that many killers share the same personality characteristics. But do those killers also share the same star sign? Well, a British author spent 2 years researching the zodiac signs of some of the most prolific criminals to find out. Here are the results. Well, he found that more killers on his list were under the sign Taurus, born between April 20th and May 20th, than any other sign.
Really?
Taurus, always so stubborn in their ways. Yeah. Like, hey, you stop killing people. And they're like, I'm a bull. I'm the sign of the bull. I can't stop. He also discovered that two specific dates stand out, April 24th and February 18th.
Oh, great.
As the days on which most killers were born.
Isn't that your birthday?
It's literally my birthday.
Is April 24th your birthday?
Are you going to turn on us?
I'm a happy guy. I don't feel like
Yeah,
I'm
but
going.
You're the guy that I don't trust.
Yeah, exactly. It takes one little thing, and then suddenly you snap.
Yeah.
I don't feel a snap. I don't feel any tension.
You don't feel it until it happens.
Well, as of now, I'm good, guys.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Okay. In the end, the author says He'll leave it to his readers to decide if there's really a connection or if birthdays and star signs are just a coincidence.
Yeah, oh, I don't trust Jose anymore.
Oh, don't talk to me like that! I'm just kidding!
But if you have
I'm sorry.
Taurus friend acting a little suspiciously, keep an eye on them. Watch them.
Oh, man.
This next laser story is out of the wide world of weight loss. Sorry to describe it as wide world
of weight
loss.
Yeah.
According to a new study, taking your shoes off at the front door could actually help you lose weight.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Really?
Because the exercise of bending over to take them off is more than we normally do in a day?
Well, it has to do with tiny chemical particles that we come in contact with every day that mess with our hormones and promote fat growth in our tissues. They're called obesogens. And they're in everything from cleaning products and cosmetics to processed food and even the dust floating around your house. And that's why taking your shoes off matters. The study found that taking them off at the front door can make a big difference in how many obesogens you're exposed to because you don't track as many into the house.
And people who continue to wear their shoes indoors, it's just gross.
Dude, I don't know how you do it. I take everything off. My pants come off, everything. Like, when I get home,
you don't
home.
Have to strip down naked every time. But
it's not clear how much weight you could lose, but some people think it could be one of the reasons why Americans have gotten bigger and bigger and bigger over the past few decades.
Yeah, that's not all
They're not
fried
taking
food.
Off their shoes when they come inside. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's what we're going to blame it on now, huh? Oh, it's not our fault.
This next laser story is out of the land of looking good. A new survey asked people what clothes they hate the most, and here is the very judgmental top 10. 69% of people have an unfavorable opinion of Speedos.
Okay.
63% think leather pants really suck, unless you're the person wearing the leather pants.
Yeah, then you're awesome. Then
you feel hot.
59% of the population hate Crocs. Only 59. I thought that would be more.
Well, remember, they tried to bring them back at, like, Paris Fashion Week last year or something like that, and were charging a ridiculous amount of money for them.
57% of people don't like bell-bottoms.
I hate skinny jeans. I am so over skinny jeans.
Really?
Ugh.
I'm just
God, give me
them.
A loose pant, for God's sakes.
52% of Americans think tracksuits are ugly.
Yeah, they are.
Unless they're rip
awesome,
away.
Though.
But they're funny.
Dude,
ugly.
They're the best, yeah.
They're like cool still.
I have a velvet tracksuit and it's amazing. 51% of people do not like Uggs.
Okay.
They are comfortable though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're warm, they're comfortable. Mm-hmm. And 49% of the population think deep V-neck t-shirts should be left alone.
Oh, man.
Depends on how deep that V is.
Yeah, it's true. If it hits your belly button, then
stop. It's way too deep of a V.
Yeah.
You can see the top of your penis. Way too deep of a V.
Or just right, depending on what your preference is.
It depends on the person wearing the shirt, yeah.
I don't know.
A really, like, hot model dude could probably get away with it,
like,
you know?
Look at that little buddy sticking out there.
Yeah. Speaking of tops of penises, this guy's putting his in a shoe. That's the sound of a turtle putting the top of his penis in a shoe.
Oh, my God, we got real graphic.
Which means the Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.